Hello, 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 and welcome to this edition of A Quick Pint. Now, I just want to have a very quick pint today, because I want to remark upon something extremely amusing that was witnessed 2 days ago in Oxford, where there was a large public protest against the left-wing council's preposterous idea to create an ultra-green zone, ultra-green city, by dividing the city up into a series of zones and forcing you to pay to travel between the zones, meaning that you either pay a substantial amount of money to drive your car, or you go much longer distances to get to places, and therefore, ironically, you end up burning more petrol. But anyway, this totally insane policy. And lots of people were protesting against this. It united the people of Oxford, probably left and right, old and young, against this ludicrous policy. And there was a counter-protest by Antifa, by black-bedecked thugs with their faces covered, their sole purpose of which was to intimidate the population. And I just thought this was deliciously amusing, and I thought we should look more at kind of what's going on beneath the surface. The first is that the Antifa protesters, what are they trying to... what were they calling people? They were calling them fascist for protesting against this extreme green move. Now, what does that show you? Well, it shows you what I've always said and what many have always said, which is that these emotive terms like fascist and racist and, in other times, communist and papist and witch and Protestant and whatever they happen to be mean absolutely nothing. They are simply highly emotive terms which are used as shut-up words to encapsulate all those who deviate even, and to bring into their fold all those who deviate even slightly from the path of orthodoxy, and thereby to reprove them and bring them closer to the orthodox path. Because people that are protesting against essentially a green tax and a form of green lockdown are only moving very slightly away from the path of orthodoxy. I mean, it's not like they're going against trans rights or gay marriage or immigration or something. They're protesting against a green tax. But this is slightly deviating from the path of orthodoxy, and therefore those people have to be brought back, intimidated back onto the path of orthodoxy, unless this slight move away from the path of orthodoxy leads to a slippery slope down to further unorthodoxy. So this shows you the meaninglessness of all of those kinds of terms. Secondly, well, why are they doing that? Why are they behaving in this way? Well, as we've looked at before, one way, if we know that people that are left-wing are seriously mentally ill, they're very high in depression and anxiety and low self-esteem and all of that sort of thing. And so the way that they can gain a sense of self and a sense of importance is via the vulnerable narcissism way of doing things, which is to convince themselves that they are morally superior to everybody else and better than everybody else. And the way they can do that is to notice what those in power do and to do that in extremis. And so to really emphasise that and emphasise just how committed they are to those in power and just how committed they are to upholding the morality of those in power, that they are more moral even than those in power, and they are so moral they are prepared to engage in an intimidating way to do that. And so it's a way of making themselves seem powerful by association. People that are of very high status have these kinds of views, therefore they must have these kinds of views and they must be the enforcers of these kinds of views in order to make themselves feel better about themselves in order to make themselves feel worthwhile. And this means that they are psychologically very, very invested in the current system. I mean, they've totally invested everything in being the enforcers of that system. And so if that system slips away, then being high in negative emotion, therefore paranoid, this is very dangerous for them. They might fear that people would turn against them, and therefore they must hold to the current system and uphold it, even in an intimidating manner. So I don't think that that reaction comes from a position of strength. It comes from a position of feeling that things aren't quite going their way. And these forces of thugs are self-appointed often, although perhaps there is some way, extent to which they are funded by certain state operators, are what you get when the system seems like it's slipping away, when it seems like it might be under attack. Two examples in recent history. In Finland in the 1930s, there was a large communist movement. There was a large left-wing movement in a broadly nationalist society. And so there developed a group called the Lapua Movement, who were basically just nasty thugs who would intimidate people that didn't agree with them, and indeed who would abduct members of left-wing political parties and drive them to the Russian border and even dump them over the border, as I understand it, in order to intimidate them, and go on violent marches. And it got to a point where, during a particular election, where they basically pressurised the parliament to vote for the president they wanted, with essentially threats of violence, and where the president of the republic was forced to, who's on the wall behind me there, can you see him, Svinhufvud, was forced to advise people to vote a certain way in order to appease these yobs. But now these people are the Antifa of their day, the kind of people, the kind of Machiavellian, narcissistic types in a right-wing society are probably going to be attracted to the right. The new church ladies, what we have today, the old church ladies before. So you can see this is exactly the same kind of psychology. It's just reversed. And then similarly, in Ireland, between 1940 and 1972, the Archbishop of Dublin was one John Charles McQuaid. He practically ran the country. The influence that this unelected guy had on the country was enormous. And if you read a very interesting book about him, I think by someone called John Coney, called something like the Ruler of Ireland, or the Ruler of Catholic Ireland, he basically had these groups of thugs. Who would, not officially, not like the Lapua movement, but basically these groups of thugs who would enforce morality extra legally, who would monitor people's behaviour, who would monitor the behaviour of women to make sure they were behaving okay, who would sort of chase people out of town if they were critical of the Catholic Church. That was their purpose, to take the state ideology, which was basically Catholicism, that was essentially the state ideology of Ireland at that time, the Republic of Ireland at that time, and to be the black-shirted yobs of that ideology who would intimidate people. McCain had spies on university campuses to spy on what students were doing, to spy on what chaplains were doing, and just generally spies to spy what people were doing to make sure they weren't being critical of the Catholic Church and to quietly have a word if they did so. So you get these kinds of Antifa types in every society. And the fact that they had to protest at such an innocuous meeting shows that I wonder if they feel on some level that it might be in some way through polarisation or whatever sort of slipping away.
Hello. The Jolly Heretic is an online public house which meets on Mondays and Thursdays at 7 p.m. UK time, 2 p.m. New York, in which we discuss the kind of based, fearless science which is increasingly expunged from our woke joke universities. If you would like to help the Jolly Heretic public house, and there are many ways you can do so, please, please, please become one of my patrons on Subscribestar. Also, if you want to, you can donate to the channel using Odyssey and Entropy, and you could also purchase Jolly Heretic merchandise such as shirts and mugs. All of the links are in the description. Again, I'd be most violently grateful if you could assist the Jolly Heretic Public House, and I will see you all soon, and goodbye!